Send a movie idea.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. A pithy, pithy line.
What do you mean?
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
Oh, right.
You don't have to say it.
No, I've never said it.
And you never will.
No.
The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas for movies as we like, but only one will make it through to the next stage, where we bought a nice new winter jacket. I'm Joel, a man who puts the buff in buffet, and I feel like I've already done that one. But I keep absolutely no record of these, and I'm still doing it, so fine. And across from me is John Harris, a man who is keeping a meticulous record of every move I make in the hope that he can one day pen a Fire and Fury-style expose.
He didn't know what he was doing. I was the puppet master.
You're Steve Bannon.
Oh,
gutted, mate. Wow. Gutted. Would you rather be Donald Trump or Steve Bannon? First movie pitch.
Third option, please.
No, you've got to pick. Trump or Bannon?
This is the question. Have I had to live their whole life, or is it a Freaky Friday situation where I wake up tomorrow in their body? Because that's a very different answer.
Is it really?
Yes.
You'd wake up tomorrow as Bannon?
Yeah, because of the anonymity and you could just mind your own business.
So actually, yeah, no.
But then you just get abuse hurled at you.
You'd pick the same for both, wouldn't you?
No, because if I start the life as Trump, can I then
change it? No, you have to live through it like being John Malkovich.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, the choice is you've got to be in John Malkovich one of their lives.
Whatever I answer, whatever word comes out of my mouth in a second, Joel will forget the whole scenario and just go, did you hear that?
What I want you to say is I would choose to be, and then that person's name, and no one's going to clip it out of context, that'll never happen. But if you could please answer it by saying I would choose to be.
Joel weirdly actually just offered to edit this week's episode.
why is this week's episode 3 seconds long?
Probably Bannon, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Tweet us! So John is really bad, really struggles with these sort of decisions. So what we'd like you to do is get in touch with some really difficult yes or no choices, like this or the other choices for John.
Oh.
And he will respond to them and in a public forum.
That sounds like fun. That's our new podcast.
Yeah.
John Decides.
Mate, John Squirms. Hello, welcome to John Squirms.
Before we start, Joel, can I beg? No, implore. No, probably implores less than beg, actually. Beg was too... I started too strong.
Yeah.
Can I... Whatever, that if you're enjoying this podcast, if you're listening now, head on to your pod-catching device and give us a review. 5 stars is the only one that... We've got this weird glitch on our podcast where only five stars work. So.
Yeah, that is weird.
But, I mean, that's fine, right? Just give us a review because it really helps us out. Now to me to pitch a film. Thanks, John. Fight Cub. So this one's from Jenna.
Animal or kids? So is it an animal or is it a group of kids in the Cub Scouts?
that's good. Yeah. I mean, that's really bad.
Quick one on this. Where do bears live?
I you know what happened there, Joel?
What?
Because of social... I've been socially trained.
Yeah.
For a second, I pretended to think about the answer to that question before realising you were taking the piss.
Yeah. But where do bears live? No one
got back to us on that.
No one.
Frankly.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. No one knows, mate. No one knows.
So, but like, enough people listened, and none of those people know.
Yeah. So extrapolate that out. No one knows. Anyway.
Excuse me, mate.
8-year-old children are fighting in a village hall.
Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Because when I read...
Arcala's running a little book on the side.
We need to talk about the names of the people who run Cubs.
Why?
They're odd, aren't they?
Aren't they Jungle Book?
Why?
Cubs. It's fun. I imagine Rudyard Kipling might have had some involvement in the early days of the Scouts. I don't know.
So it's like one called Mowgli?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you ever a Mowgli?
Oh, I'm thinking beavers, and then they're all called... I think they're all called, like, other animals.
Are they?
Yeah.
It's an interesting like system. Were you in them?
I was thrown out of beavers.
What? Absolutely no way. What for? Being too polite?
Went to the Marlow Rowing Museum.
Yeah.
And I went to the loo, and this guy was emptying out all the soap things onto the floor. And
what? Like as a little prank?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all the soap dispensers, he was just dispensing onto the floor because he thought it was funny. The moment took me. I got involved.
I cannot believe this.
And I got in loads of trouble.
Really?
And I didn't get kicked... Oh, no, sorry. I take it back. I didn't get kicked out, but it mortified me so much that I'd done it that I decided never to go again. And that's probably... Joel, that's probably the turning point in the man that you see today.
If you hadn't been caught, who knows what you would have turned out to be.
Be like a Russell Brand of this world.
You would, yeah.
So when Jenna wrote Fight Club...
I want to talk more about you in was it Beavers or Cubs you were in?
It was Beavers. I didn't get to Cubs, I don't think.
So I did the full lot.
Oh, did
Beavers,
you?
Beavers, Cub Scouts, yeah.
Nice.
You know, I got up to some mischief, but I always made sure I had an alibi. That's one of the badges I earned. Alibi badge, level 3. Absolutely love the tuck shop.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. Wasn't a big fan of treading water for 20 minutes. You never reached these heights, did you?
No, what's treading water?
No, you know what treading water is.
No.
You've never heard of treading water?
No, I've heard the phrase, and I know that it's used in another context.
What do you mean, another context?
Like, people can use it when they're not literally treading water. Like, it's... metaphorically, you can use it.
So it's a way of keeping yourself afloat, like, using minimal energy. So if you're stuck in the water...
So what are you doing? Lying, like facing up?
No. It's like a doggy paddle without any forward motion.
Okay.
So you're just sort of stood in the water.
How long do you have to do it for? 20 minutes?
Yeah, there's different levels, mate. So initially it's 5. Then I think it's like 20. And then it's like 30, fully clothed.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, survival badges, mate. Got all 3, didn't I?
Well done,
I'll never die.
At what point did you become invincible? Is it when you finish the last task? Or is
it's when
they
the final
gave you the
stitch
badge?
Goes on the bag. Yeah. Why do you think I'm wearing the jumper now?
I didn't want
to ask.
Some
new cool fashion trend.
I thought you were wearing it ironically. Right,
I got kicked out of 2 clubs as a kid.
You got kicked out.
I
of
love
two
tangents.
Clubs.
I love tangents so much.
2 clubs.
Yeah, big time.
What?
My parents sent me to every after school club. What does that tell you?
They didn't want to spend time with you.
I like to think they thought. He must have a talent. He's not demonstrating it to us or at school, but there must be something.
You think they were like fishing, pining for gold?
Pining for gold. Panning for gold. They were at home, pining for gold. I wish we had some bloody gold.
No, sorry. What I meant was they missed you whilst you were at the clubs and they called you gold. They thought you were gold.
Pining for gold. Pining for gold. You'd have been useless in the deep south of America in the 1900s.
Hey, what you doing there, kids? Pining for gold?
Aren't we all pining for gold? We're digging the content mine for some gold here.
Yeah.
Aren't we? We're sifting through some terrible stuff to find some gold.
That should be our tagline. Dream Factory, pining for gold. Right, Fight Cub. Or do you want to tell me about the clubs you were kicked out?
I'll tell you what, we'll talk about it at the end of the show.
Fight Cub. So when Jenna wrote that, I thought Paw Patrol. In the world where Paw Patrol exists, I know we've done this a few too many times, so I'm not going to...
What, Paw Patrol?
Yeah. Episodes 1, 7, 12. No, we've done In a World Where, you know, the whole idea, and I've seen articles, I don't know if we've discussed this, but there are articles online, so I won't go into too much detail in case we have discussed it before, questioning whether in a car's world, is there a car Hitler?
Yeah.
In a Paw Patrol world, is there a Paw Patrol Fight Cub?
They are the emergency services, right?
Yeah.
Ambulance, fine. A little dog might get itself into some harm accidentally.
Yeah.
Fire service is similar. Fires can happen. There can be no one to blame. But there is a police dog, which would suggest that there are some animals committing crimes, right? And one of them might be running an illegal dog fighting ring. You don't know. I've not watched enough Paw Patrol. Does it get dark? It might get dark. These things go over kids' heads.
You think there's like corrupt cops on the Burks and stuff
taking,
like that?
Yeah, taking little little bribes, little doggy treat bribes.
Like a little dog film noir.
Yeah.
Lovely. Is the sniffer dog in Paw Patrol a smaller dog?
A dog that can't speak to them. No, it's a human. Yeah, it's a tiny human.
A silent human.
It's a silent, tiny human, yeah.
And he's naked apart from a waistcoat.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah. You've seen it, I see. Love Paw Patrol. Never actually watched it. I'm sort of very aware of it. Weird, isn't it? How it's kind of in the
ether,
collective consciousness of the people, yeah.
Everyone watches Paw Patrol, right?
What's weird is no one watches Paw Patrol, but everyone knows about Paw Patrol. It's like Peppa Pig.
Are you trying to suggest that Paw Patrol doesn't actually exist?
In some ways, yeah.
Kids just stare at a blank TV screen at the end and go, yeah, that was a great episode of Paw Patrol.
Wasn't it, Mum?
Yeah, Mum.
And Mum has to pretend she was paying attention.
Maybe it's just a test to see if parents are paying attention. Set up by the government?
The government, yeah. It'll be one of the branches of the civil service, I imagine.
I think we've dealt with Fight Club with the dignity and respect it deserves.
I disagree and say we haven't really thought about 9-year-old boys hitting each other enough. I think that's more interesting. Because when you're that age, you love a bit of rough and tumble, don't you? You love getting in a scrap.
Mm.
Monetize it. That's what I'm saying.
Joel says you love a bit of rough and tumble. You love getting in a scrap. He didn't meet 9-year-old John.
You were too busy putting soap on the floor. Trying to clean up this town.
I was too busy thinking about the time 4 years ago that I put soap on the floor. Joel and I have a mate, and he likes to wrestle us as adults.
Yeah.
And I find it absolutely mortifying.
I love it.
You get involved.
I love it because he's so bad at wrestling. Isn't he?
Yeah.
I've said, let me wrestle you with one arm, and wrestle him with one arm. I'm not a physical specimen by any stretch of the imagination. We once went to the wrestling.
Yeah.
And did some wrestling.
Yeah.
That was good fun.
I really
like a wrestle.
I mostly stood still whilst he tried to tackle me.
I love wrestling. Can we have a wrestle?
No.
Why not?
It's not really my vibe.
What is your vibe?
Silence.
We'll do that. Fine. If we can do 5 minutes of silence, can we do 5 minutes of wrestling?
At the end of the podcast,
that's fair, isn't it?
At the end of the podcast, I'd just be 10 minutes of mostly silence. 5 minutes, which is us literally being silent. And the
5 minutes, you screaming in pain. Mercy, mercy.
Is that what we're doing? Because there's no referee. It's just until someone screams mercy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or we get a ref in. If you would like to referee a wrestling match between John and I, tweet us. Let us know.
Have you got another film?
I've got one from Jack Bugsy Post Malone.
Right.
you're loving that, aren't you? You're really loving that. All right. Solve this mystery. Who's Post Malone? What's happened?
I was going to turn to you and say, tell me about Post Malone.
I think awareness of Post Malone and his musical output is now the breaker between being young and old. I feel like I've now moved into a stage in my life where I can't keep up with stuff.
I've just had an idea. Maybe Post Malone doesn't exist and it's a test by the government.
Yes,
to see whether teenagers are paying attention.
Yeah, it's so true. He can't exist, right? And it's also the rap. It does sound like a government appointed body have been asked to write rap music.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
What
do you think of the big Post Malone song? Didn't I see someone the other day that someone had ghostwritten it? I mean, really sad. Yeah, Joey Badass.
So, really?
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because Joey Badass is good.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you learn that the only Grammy Nas ever won was for writing Getting Jiggy with it, the Will Smith song.
That's quite fun.
That's a fun track.
That's more fun than Joey Badass. For those listening who somehow Post Malone has passed them by, it's like auto-tuney modern pop rap. He does that bit in the middle.
I would say he is to rap what Nickelback are to rock.
Do you think?
Yeah.
He's not cool then?
No, but for some reason he's immensely popular.
So dressing up like him today was not a good idea?
I don't know, mate. You've pulled it off.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah. And that's Post Malone.
Bugsy Post Malone.
Now, Bugsy Malone.
Because there's the musical link.
An absolute classic.
Great start.
Yeah, okay. So actually, is it like a modern day Bugsy Malone? And he writes, well, Joey Badass writes all the songs.
It's the ASAP crew.
Oh, not those guys again.
No, what was that? What was the crew we came up with?
Who was it?
The Thai crew.
Oh, it was the Thai crew, yeah.
It's entirely ghostwritten by the Thai crew.
I absolutely love the idea of the ASAP crew that are just really like, they're going to get stuff to you as quickly. Hi, mate, have you got that new song? Oh, we're going to get it to you ASAP. Like, how often do you write that in an email? What does it mean? It means absolutely nothing.
You know, it literally means,
it literally
right?
means okay, as soon good. As possible. As soon checking. As possible, Rocky. No, has anyone really ever thought, what does that even mean? It's so rubbish.
As soon... So, but the S in soon is a dollar.
Yeah. Is that what they're talking about? Making money as soon as possible.
It's not very cool,
it's so,
is it?
It's not a cool acronym. That's like calling myself WFH Joel.
Working from home is better than ASAP.
Working from home is better. I want to see more office-based acronyms in hip-hop, and I won't stop beating that drum until it happens.
Because
how would you pronounce O-O-O? Your classic. Ooh. Ooh, John. Out of
Ooh,
office, John.
Ooh, John. I was thinking of going with Punctual John as my rap name.
Nice. Good. Not an office anagram, but we'll take it.
Well, no, because I'm going with the ASAP vibe.
Yeah, I know.
Punctual John.
Punctual John. It's the same. Who else is in the ASAP crew?
Greg Who Meets Deadlines.
As soon as possible, Ferg. That just sounds like something I would say, wouldn't it? Have you got that report? As soon as possible, Ferg. I work with someone called Ferg.
I'm going to get t-shirts printed that say
as soon as possible Rocket.
So head to our website.
Yeah.
Use the code Dream Factory for 10% off the as soon as possible t-shirt range.
How many members do you think there are of the as soon as possible crew?
I don't know. Is it three?
It's 10.
Oh, okay.
It's 10. And two have left. Oh. There's been 12 as soon as possible.
It's because they kept showing up to meetings late.
I love the idea of a really punctual hip-hop act. Anyone that's seen hip-hop live will know that's a rare, rare beast. Maybe that's what they set out. They're like, look, the music's never going to be that good, but bloody hell, we'll be there 5 minutes before stage time. Don't you worry about it.
Has anyone seen... If you're listening and you've seen any of ASAP crew live,
yep,
please let us know if they showed up on time.
Sorry, guys, we've got an 11 o'clock curfew. We've got to get off this stage as soon as possible. Right, I've got a lot of questions, and I would really like to get on the phone to one
of them. I think it's because they want to make money as soon as possible, but it...
It's rubbish, isn't it? None of them have ever been in a work environment. Like, none of them have ever been in an office. Because they would realise how lame that is.
I know this is a reality TV show.
Tell your parents about it. Who are you seeing tonight? ASAP Rocky.
Also, Rocky's not great either. Rocky sounds like a nickname for one of your dad's mates.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
So they write...
Works in a quarry.
So they write Bugsy Malone for...
Post Malone to star in.
So I'm sold.
You in?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you like this one from Tim?
Yes.
It says in the email, please say my name in a high-pitched voice. No, I don't know. I'm just having fun. Gwynception. Welsh lady.
Yeah, what?
Well, I don't know. It's just spelled Gwynception. It's literally, I've just got Gwynception. I assume because of national stereotypes, mm-hmm, I assume this lady's Welsh.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think that's fair to assume. For the sake of making a film right now, because otherwise we could just spend the next 5 minutes me going, well, you know, she could be from anywhere. Gwyn is a name that's used in other places too.
No, it's not.
But mostly in Wales.
Gwynception. So Welsh Inception.
Is it Welsh Inception, or do we just watch a lady called Gwyn?
The valleys are like being turned upside down and around.
That would look beautiful.
That would look great. Ever been to the Brecon Beacons?
Maybe.
It's great out there.
I've been to Wales a lot. So
what a vista!
It's one of the top beacons.
It's in my top five beacons. I'd say.
Please run me through some of the other ones.
That's a good question. The ones used to alert of the Vikings coming. Hang on.
Would the fire of Gondor, or whatever it is, the Horn of Gondor, would that be a beacon? What's a beacon?
Hang on, mate. I'm just looking up. Yes, excellent work. Under In Fiction for the Wikipedia entry,
yeah,
beacons, J.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings is mentioned, yeah.
Well, that would be my number one. Thank you.
It's a top beacon.
Now, this next one, isn't from Tim, it's from James.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know whether they were together or it's just the same person emailing us twice, because this one's a Singing in Lorraine.
That's good, isn't it? People always do it. People love a Lorraine pun, don't they?
What, Quiche Lorraine? Quiche Lorraine isn't a pun, John.
Quiche Lorraine's a thing. That, my brain wasn't working there. I was like, yeah, like that classic. No, like, I can't stand Lorraine at my window.
I'll set fire to Lorraine.
Yeah. All the fun. There's so much good Lorraine stuff out there. There's lots of good Lorraine content.
If you're listening to this podcast but haven't heard that Adele song, it just sounds like we're really weirdly threatening her. I'll set fire to Lorraine.
If you won't do it, I'll do it. I'm really happy to set fire to her.
Lorraine Kelly, is that what we're assuming?
Is that the most famous of the Lorraines?
She, for those who don't live in England, Lorraine Kelly is like, in England, is like Madonna levels of famous.
Are you mad? I mean, have
her
you
TV
lost your
show
mind?
Is called Lorraine.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
She doesn't need a surname.
Sorry, Jeremy. Oh, yeah, true.
She doesn't need a surname. She's Lorraine. She's like Pele. She's like Pele.
Yeah, similar to Pele.
I mean, this has been 80% us talking about Cubs and 20% us ignoring people's requests for films.
That's what the people want. Give the people more of what they want.
I think this one's really good, and I think we can go somewhere with this one.
All right.
So this one comes from Kay.
Okay.
The Revan Ant.
What, an ant fights a bear? There's a lot of bear. What? We're really fighting bears.
Shut the front door. You get in that elevator and pitch an ant fights a bear, and you come out with a contract.
There's not been any good ant content since the weird Ants Bugs Life War. No, that's not talked about enough, I don't think. How did two studios decide on that was what they were doing, and they were released at the same time?
It's often not cited in history books as World War III, but it really should.
It really was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like Oasis Blur. It was our generation's Oasis versus Blur.
Daddy, tell me.
What's your favourite?
Daddy, tell me about the Ants Bug Life War. Well, son, sit down. Bugs Life.
Yeah, that's the right answer, isn't it?
Yeah,
Ants feels like the plucky little guy.
Well, yeah, because it was the DreamWorks one.
But isn't Woody Allen the guy?
Mate, I don't know. I'm not sure on my voice casting, but I'm pretty sure unfortunately the Pixar lot is a pretty questionable place. Not and Bugs Life itself, least of all, because Hopper was played by a certain Mr. Kevin Spacey.
So this is problematic. So
the losers of the Ants versus Bugs Life War was everyone.
Ultimately, everyone lost.
That's a horrible revelation.
It is sad, isn't it?
So throw out your DVDs.
So this is timely, because what we need right now is a new ant-based film.
And we'll get it voiced by AI. So
perfect.
No allegations.
Eventually they're going to rise up, aren't they?
Because I was thinking, could we pick someone who we think is completely clean?
Yeah, a woman.
But the world, well, that's a good point. Yeah, because I was going to say all those people we love.
Yeah.
I'd have to put a little bit buzzer in afterwards. Go at time of recording.
Yeah, God, we'd be in trouble.
All right. The
all
Revenant.
All female creepy crawly movie. Yeah. The Revenant.
I love it. All female. Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's like the Ocean's 8.
It's like the Ocean's 8 stuff. Yeah, they're going to reclaim
insect
it.
Movies. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So, what happens in The Revenant? So, it's about. It's like.
It's windy.
Colonial
and
American.
Leonardo DiCaprio has to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Confession.
Oh.
I've not seen it.
Okay.
There's always one award film that I let slip by.
That's. I mean.
Is that all right, mate?
Yeah. I think, like, it's one you should have seen in a cinema, and I'm not sure watching it on a DVD would do it justice.
I think. Imagine how big that ant would be on the big screen.
Oh, she's going to look huge. It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be great.
She's going to fight a female bear.
Yeah.
To be fair, in the film, female bear was protecting her young, I believe. That's why she...
Yeah, against the deadly ants.
No, I'm talking about The Revenant now.
Oh, right, okay.
Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, I tell you the last time ants had a starring role.
Gone.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, whatever it's called. And
yeah,
the Crystal
was
Skull. Was it called the Kingdom? It wasn't called
Kingdom the Kingdom of the Crystal Soul. God, that's a mouthful.
It is, isn't it? No wonder it is so badly. There's ants in that consume some bad guys.
So what you're saying is all ant films are either rubbish in the first place or they get spoiled with time. So maybe we should put this one on there.
Yeah. Cutting room floor.
One thing in The Revenant, though, is there was a really weird furore around the time. Do you remember this?
Because Leonardo DiCaprio had sex with a bear.
That was, yeah.
Allegedly, and obviously, I mean, no one worded it like that.
But that's a better way to word it.
Because that implies that he was the main actor, yeah. he wooed the bear.
It's two consenting parties. Yeah, and it was before the film came out, and that's all anyone was talking about. Really weird.
Sat in the cinema waiting for that scene.
Rose petals through the forest.
Is there a piece of music that can more only be applied to one scenario than that one?
Well, there's the other sex song.
What's that? Yeah, both great choices. Yeah. But have them both on if you're feeling ambitious.
At the same time.
No, I meant one after the other.
What, a whole 7 minutes?
Yeah.
Fucking
hell. I know, mate. I've heard there's guys out there capable of it. Right, John, would you like my own personal idea from the depths of my soul?
Yeah?
I give you Groundhog Millionaire.
Yes.
You into it?
Yes.
Bill Murray?
No, Dev Patel.
Why do you always do that when I say Bill Murray? It's so weird.
I just think every Bill Murray performance.
No, it's weird. I don't like it.
I think every Bill Murray
performance. The way you point at me as well. Bill Murray.
Dev Patel.
It's weird, isn't it? It's a weird tick you've got. It's so weird.
I just think every performance that Bill Murray, but Dev Patel does.
Would you rename the comedy pub in Islington?
The Dev Patel. Yeah,
that
yeah.
is a niche. That's a niche game.
Yeah. I just think it could be improved by Dev Patel.
Okay, well, they're both in it, so...
Great.
Let me finish, maybe. So anyway, Bill Murray.
Dev Patel.
They're both there. They have, you know what's happening? They have to compete in the game show every day until they win it.
Yeah, but that's only literally... How many questions are there? 12?
No, you've not seen this one. It starts at £1, and then it's £2, until £1 million. And they have to try and remember a million answers. The film is 2 weeks long. They're going to put it on at the Prince Charles.
There's no montage of them getting questions.
No, of course not.
Hundreds to.
Of course not. Of course not. By the end of it, Bill Murray will be 90 years old.
Dev Patel.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm not sure how old he'll be. Yeah. Do you like it?
Yes.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Groundhog Millionaire.
I've got one for you.
I'd like to hear it.
Judge Shred. So,
okay,
dystopian future.
Judge John Judy's there. What's his name? Judge John. What's the guy's name from the BBC TV show?
What are you talking
about? Do you
about?
Remember that show?
No.
Judge John Deed.
Who's Judge John Deed?
That player.
Him.
Yeah.
Why is he getting involved? It's Judge Shred. Don't try and get involved in my about, ideas with other judges.
Judge John Deed. It's a mid-noughties. It's so pre-Netflix.
What are you going to say? Judge Rinder's on it as well now.
Mate, it's a judge ensemble piece.
Who's the American one? The
Judge
female?
Judy.
Yeah, is she involved?
Of course she. You bet your ass she is, mate.
So
it's a judge ensemble film.
John D.
Judge Jules.
Judge Jules, the DJ. He does the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Judge Judy, Judge Rinder, It's actually a panel show with bodybuilders.
It's 12 Angry Men. Don't worry, I'm just Googling famous judges. Oh, it's
actual judges,
yeah,
right?
Annoyingly, they give me actual judges, yeah, not people like called Judge.
So is it an alternate universe, a dystopian future where for some reason being ripped is currency? Joel's giggling to himself as he Googles famous judges.
Just having a really good time on the fictional judges Wikipedia category.
And?
Judge Fudge.
Who's Judge Fudge? What's he did?
He's in a show called Drawn Together. But Judge Fudge's a fun name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he judge Fudge?
Couldn't possibly say, mate. Couldn't possibly say. Anyway.
Dystopian future.
Give me your original idea.
This is it.
Okay.
Dystopian future where... Why would being ripped be like a necessity?
Ants are really big now. Big enough they can fight bears.
Yeah. So ants are so big they can fight bears that all humans need to be ripped. And Judge Shred... Yep. Goes around checking everyone's body fat index.
He rides a tame ant.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
And checking their bicep size and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. And if they're not up to standard, shoots them in the head.
I like that. Yeah. There's a televised show where, Mr. Universe.
Mm.
But he's obviously the main guy. He's the Judge Shred. But maybe he's hitting his 50s and he's on the wane a bit.
Oh, fuck.
How about that element?
You get Sly Stone back.
Yeah, and he has to confront his own inadequacies.
Because everyone, when they saw the original Judge Dredd in the 90s, and then they saw the really good one recently, they thought, let's bring Sly back for the remake. And he's watching like some sort of gladiatorial contest of bear versus man versus ant.
Yeah, you got it.
Three-way fight.
Get out of my head.
versus puppies.
A few puppies, yeah. Why not? Get them in there.
It's been a very animal fighty episode.
It's been a mad one, to be honest, mate. I'll be glad to get out of this room.
Well, don't, because we're going to have the chat after the bit where nobody's listening.
All right, then. We won't see you there. Anyway, that, I guess, is the end.
You guess, you hope, you pray.
This is the end. My only friend. The end. As Morrison once sang.
Is the end like... He sounds like a wrestler.
This is the end. This is my only friend. Anyway, I'm going to go get some drinks. Want a drink? Anyway, we know it's the end because we are being ushered out of the studio. There is actually a rat tat tat at the studio door. And marching their way in, John, who is it?
Fuck you.
It's a giant ant. Bye. That was the maddest one yet.
You think?
And we've picked up a few new listeners. We did a Black Mirror one, and that's like a very searchable, friendly thing at the moment.
Yeah.
This might be their second listen.
Sorry.
What are they thinking?
They're thinking.
They came for Black Mirror stuff, mate. Mostly we speculated on animals fighting.
In the Black Mirror episode, we actually stuck to the brief a little bit as well, which is weird.
Yeah, no, I didn't enjoy doing that, which is why I thought I'm going to set this one on fire.
Right, first things first. It's going to be a lot of admin, so let's everyone get excited.
Oh, yeah, settle in. There aren't any other podcasts, so just settle in for the admin. Settle yourself down. But I'll tell you what, we'll leave 2 minutes now for you to put the kettle on. Make yourself a cup of tea.
Is that two of my 5 minute silence that you promised me?
Yeah. Make a cup of tea, and then let's get together. Let's all get around the fire and do some bloody admin.
You have to tell us about the other clubs that you were thrown out of.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Happy to do that. Number one, climbing. So, what?
Sorry, go on.
Thrown out a climbing club, mate. So, the weekend.
Were you at the top or the bottom at the time?
Let me tell the story. It's very much a descent in more ways than one. Anyway, so, look, I'm not afraid to name and shame. Arath User Climbing Club in Gillingham, right? They're, I don't know if it's still the same, because we're talking 18 years ago here. Their policy for dividing up climbers was done by age, not aptitude, right? I'm not afraid to blow my own trumpet. I was a pretty good climber 9 or 10 years old.
Okay.
A solid climber. But I was stuck with all the idiots in the same age as me. But the thing is, For years, I've been climbing trees. I mean, like, as an amateur, I've been out there climbing a lot, right?
You were a real enthusiast.
I loved it. I would climb anything. Mm. And so when we started climbing club, very amateur. We're talking walls, not even like vertical walls, like on a gradient. I was so boring. So one day, I climbed up before they put a harness on me.
Oh.
I just climbed right up the wall. Which is quite scary, really, that's when I think about it now. And what's mad is I absolutely would not do that now. Like, regardless of what the slope was like. Anyway, they had to, like, send up a guy to abseil me down, and then they wouldn't let me back.
You stayed at the top?
Yeah.
You wouldn't climb down?
Well, I got to the top, and I'd done the fun bit. Come and get me, you pricks.
I guess this is me now.
Yeah. I remember, I've really got a really vivid memory of that climbing club when I was in the office with waiting to be told off. And there was another guy in there who wasn't going to be the teller offer. And he was like, do you want to see a magic trick? It stays with me so clearly. And I was like, yeah, right. What you got? And he goes, look, I'm going to make this packet of crisps disappear. And then he just sat in silence and ate all the crisps for about 5 minutes. And then he showed me the empty packet. It's weird, isn't it? It's quite good.
How did you do it?
Pardon?
How did you do it?
I don't know, but I've been trying to figure it out for 18 years. But one day I'll crack it. And the other one was a sailing club, which is, like, that sounds pretty cool, right? That sounds like I was maybe at a regatta or something in Henley. There was a sailing club in Medway, so the boats were like rickety old boats. It was in some weird square of water that was full of jellyfish.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Anyway, I tried to jump from one boat to the other, like some sort of pirate.
Yeah.
And the sail knocked me into the water. I was like a little bit dazed and unconscious in the water with my life jacket. And again, I can really vividly remember the sound of like the speedboat coming out to get me. Like a chugga, 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 chugga.
And the guy in the front showed you a magic trick.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to make, yeah. Hey, watch this, mate. I'm going to make these scampi fries disappear. And then by the time we got back to the shore, no more scampi fries. Amazing, really.
Well, there you go.
Mischief, mate. I loved a bit of mischief as a kid.
That was wonderful.
A bit of an attention seeker. I've got rid of that now, which is quite good. Really got it out there.
Yeah.
Early doors, yeah.
Very shy.
Yeah.
We've had some tweets and stuff, so I thought, well, let's address them.
What?
Emma Bourne got in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing. Obviously, first things first, thanks for getting in touch. That means a lot. But second things second, as they say famously.
Yeah, yeah. Where do they put the third thing?
Joel and I don't remember what we spoke about in this episode that you're currently listening mm-hmm. to. So when people get in touch about stuff that happened in earlier episodes,
it's weird, isn't it? It's weird.
If you're still looking
for shit coffee,
if you're still looking for shit coffee related Bond villains, Mellow Bird would win.
I don't even know where to begin with that. The answer is no. We're not still looking. Imagine it. Imagine if she listens to 20 episodes and we're still like, all it is us trying to come up with another shit coffee related Bond villain.
Thank you so
much.
People
are sticking with it. It's like become like a real passion project. Everyone that's listening is like, go on, lads.
All I remember was I said, Carte Noire sounds like a French collection of ninjas.
Yeah.
She also said that Mellow Bird's probably a Bond girl, and considering the misogyny displayed within old James Bond films, I wouldn't put it past them putting the word bird in the name of one of the Bond
girls. I mean, it's surprising they didn't, to be honest.
Also, Jason got in touch, and this really confused, I think, both of us.
Yeah.
And this was recently. This is based not last episode, but a couple episodes ago. And he said that you apparently promised that we'd all go for a cinema trip.
I think that's just wistful. I think Jason knows how forgetful we are, and he just wants to go to the cinema with us.
Yeah, get in touch, tweet us that we owe you a fiver.
Yeah, we'll send it. Mate, just send me your PayPal details and I'll fling it over. That's cool. I'd be up for a cinema trip.
Yeah, so would I.
I reckon, that is something that we will organise in the future. I think take some listeners to the cinema. Yeah. Obviously, they'll buy their own tickets, but...
And then we'll all sit in a cafe and come up with sequels.
I think maybe a bar. How about that? Big slush puppy between us.
Maybe a tea shop or something.
Big slush. I reckon we all get a Tango Ice Blast and really... And just like buzz so much off sugar, run into the toilet, soap all over the floor. Just really go for it.
No.
Have you ever had a Tango Ice Blast?
I stood in the corner like my arms crossed. I know how this ends.
Have you had a Tango Ice Blast?
As a teenager, yeah.
They weren't around when you were a teenager. The Tango Ice Blast has not been...
What, you think it was here?
It has not been around for more than 7 years. There's absolutely no way. The slush puppy reigned supreme until about 8 months ago, as far as I'm concerned.
8 months? Eat a shoe, mate. Tango Ice
Blast has got his own Twitter account. And that, I mean, they're Tango are divvying up their stuff too much.
Tango Ice Blast is made by Slush Puppy.
Fuck off.
No.
Why would they do that? Do they? Are they the only ones with the key to that technology? I don't know about you guys, but once the episode finishes, I'm mostly going to be reading the Wikipedia article for the Slush Puppies, so, which is good. I cannot believe that they're pumping out the Tango Ice Blast. Fanta Frozen? There's a whole world here, mate.
I'll tell you what, I can't find a Wikipedia for Tango Ice Blast.
Yeah, which would suggest it's not been around very long, wouldn't it?
It would suggest that it doesn't actually exist and it was invented by the government to test.
Men in their mid-20s.
I'm sending them a tweet. Mm-hmm. Hello, Tango Ice Blast UK. When did you come into existence? The drink, not the Twitter account. Thanks in advance.
Yours faithfully.
The Dream Factory. This is going to be fun for the listener, because they'll probably know the answer to this question if they follow us on Twitter before we do. We might never know. All right, well, I mean, if in the next couple of minutes that comes through, great. If not, we'll have to leave this in a sense of mystery.
I'd like to reiterate the message at the top of the podcast that if you are listening, if you've listened this far, you must enjoy it. Either you're putting yourself through some sort of punishment, or you're trying to listen out for a couple of guys maybe who've got it worse than you. But we would absolutely love it if you could share, like, subscribe this show. Any way that you have within your powers to share the show would be greatly appreciated by myself and by John as well. I speak on John's behalf there.
He does. In this instance only.
Yeah, there we are. Thank you.
Bye.
And good night.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.